And the intern games will entail one man gets to go get me lunch, and I'll buy him lunch. The old I'll buy, you fly.
You fly, yeah.
So we'll work that out here in a little bit. So we got the intern game, and we're going to do meet the AD. You're the AD, by the way.
Oh.
Kale Gober, who is not yet 30 years of age. Successful way beyond his years. Kale has a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 15-year plan, and a 20-year plan.
Yeah, don't die.
You know what? That's on my list too.
Don't die.
I'm not that organized. You're really you gotta really I think you should be a life coach. You ever thought about
that? A life coach? Mm-hmm. I've never understood how you could be a life coach at age 40. Well, like, you haven't done too much, right?
I don't know if you've been following the off-season NFL news, but there are a lot of guys who are failing at life. They need coaches.
That's true.
It's not the football. Advice. It's not the football part that's an issue. It's the whole staying out of jail and not being an idiot thing.
Yeah. It's making tough. Good decisions.
Yeah. Anyway, we are also big fans of the folks in the military who protect this great nation of ours, and there's an event coming up here on June 1st that we're going to talk about. It's called Arkansas Salutes the Troops. Kimberly Ayers is here. Also, PGA professional Richard Johnson, who went to high school with Catherine Zeta-Jones. Not a lot of people know that.
Get out.
Yes.
How's she doing?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
How's CZJ doing? We're close.
She actually has had some issues lately. I think she was... She was, like, stressed out or something. Or
and I'm not too good on pop culture. Was she married to...
She is married to Michael Douglas.
No, that's not what I was thinking, see?
Okay, I'll be quiet.
What's your turn? Was she married to Billy Bob Thornton?
No, that was Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, sorry. You know, Billy Bob Thornton's from Malvern with Ron.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Sorry.
Dynamite drop in.
On with the troops.
Anyway,
sorry.
Richard's actually from Wales, but so is she. And that was the only reason I knew. I only know like two people from Wales, you and her.
That's all we've got.
Yeah. And actually, I only know you now, but I don't really know her. I just know of her. Who's like the third most famous person from Wales?
Besides Richard Johnson.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones is awesome.
Tom Jones, Ian Woosnam.
Oh, Ian Woosnam.
Three. Anthony Hopkins.
Do you have four. Ian Woosnam in your pocket right now?
Yeah, he'd fit.
Have you ever played golf with him?
Yeah.
He's a tiny little dude, huh?
Have you ever played golf with Richard Johnson?
No, but I've heard it's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. You should pay to play golf with Richard Johnson.
Most people do when they finish.
I've never played golf with Kimberly either, though. Kimberly, are you a golfer?
Oh, no.
Okay. But you can put on a heck of a party, I hear.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about Arkansas Salutes the Troops, which we love to
do. Let's do it.
Anything we can do to shine a light on the efforts of our folks in uniform, we certainly like to do that. And this is one where everybody gets to have fun at the same time, so it's a double win.
Absolutely. Win-win.
That too. That's what I meant to say. It's a double win. It's like the other day when Sergio Garcia said, "You know, it's not like I'm a rocket engineer, or it's not like rocket engineering, or whatever he said instead of a rocket scientist,
brain scientist, rocket surgeon."
It's close. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go on. So June 1st.
June 1st. Okay. Yes, June 1st. You will want to be there. If you have never come out to Salute the Troops before at Greystone Country Club, you will not want to miss this. Absolutely.
So we have live music. There's a golf tournament. There's all kinds of fun stuff. You want to give us the whole...
I will. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, this was, just to give you a little background, this was started when my husband, Brian Ayers, and one of his best friends, Chad Moore, that were going off for their second deployment. They are Army reservists, so this is not our full-time gig. I'm a part-time Army wife, but a very proud one. This started off with some very dear, close family friends of ours, Rodney Wagner, Tim Denomi, wanted to throw them a going away party. Well, this ended up to be a huge party, and we decided that this was so awesome, we're going to make it an event, a charitable event. This is year four. So all the money that is raised through the golf tournament, through sponsorship, goes to these troops. So I can't think of really anything else that's more important, much more important than supporting your troops, supporting the men and women that are military, that are in uniform, that are fighting for you daily. So this is just an awesome opportunity just to come out, have a great time with your family. We've raised over $30,000.
And so, the money helps military families in need, I
absolutely.
Guess.
So what happens is it kind of gets divided up between the 806th Engineer Battalion, which is where it started, my husband, and now it's the Air Force, Little Rock Air Force Base, the Airman's Family Readiness Group. And then also we're adding another family readiness group out of Camp Robinson because the money's growing. So it's awesome.
Good.
So what happens is this money goes to whether they send care packages off to the troops, to that group, if there's a family in distress with their bills while they're deployed. They may not make as much money on deployment status as they do in their full-time job. So sometimes things come up. This is a great way to just help them out, to honor them, to support them. So It's just a great, great, great thing. And I'm so honored that, our friends wanted to do this and keep this up on a yearly basis. It's great.
This is a Saturday event, which you don't get a lot of tournaments. But the thing is, too, the party is free. The golf tournament's only $300 for a four-man team, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
You want to talk about the golf course? How things looking at Greystone these days?
The golf course will be perfect by then. We aerated about a week and a half ago, so mm-hmm. by then it'll be great. Fairways are perfect right now. Yeah, things are coming along out there. We'll have tons of events. We'll have long driving contests that Callaway again behind. He's got a long driving guy out there on the ninth hole. I think he's going to be for pay for a drive, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hole in one prizes everywhere. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Is this front course or back course?
Front course.
Front course, okay.
Tell us about the new deal you guys have with the machine hole-in-one.
Yeah, we just put in a permanent hole-in-one game. It's a game of skill in the state of Arkansas. You can go out there and put however much money you want to put down, up to $25, that you'll make a hole-in-one and win a prize based on how much money you put down.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that comes out and plays at Greystone and pays a green fee is actually automatically enrolled in it, and they make $10,000 if they make a hole-in-one on number two.
I like that.
So, wow.
And it runs continuously.
Only one in Arkansas, only 10 in America, right?
Yeah, it's the only one in Arkansas. It will be for quite a while. I think it's a brand-new company, and I think the first 10, one of the first 10 in the country.
Wow.
So it's a really neat deal.
How many holes-in-one do you have?
I don't know. I've got the longest one on PGA Tour record.
Really?
Over 200 yards, I'm assuming?
347.
What?
Get out of here.
Was it a par four?
Par four, yeah.
I hope so.
What'd yeah, you I, hit? I won 1,200 beers, too.
That's a big great. Wedge. 1,200 beers?
1,200 beers.
From who?
I hit a 3-iron. No, kidding.
I was like, what?
No, I had a driver. It was down in New Zealand, 347 yards.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Did you see it go in?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Is it an elevated tee box?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I had a 347-millimeter putt one time.
That's about right.
Just one time.
You didn't make it, though.
No.
You just
I
had
just
one.
Had one.
Yeah, exactly.
Does putt-putt golf count?
Yeah.
All right. I'm
Did
in.
You have it hold on? You've had a hole in one?
Hey,
it,
yes.
Countless number?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Not from 347 yards, though, because you've got to really whack your putter to get it that far.
No.
There are actually two start times here, so it's all day on the front course at Greystone, 8 o'clock start and a 1 o'clock start, and the concert is that night.
Yes, and I wanted to add a couple things. One, the concert. If you have never seen or heard Riverbilly, the Riverbilly Band, or Tragically White, these are local bands, and you will not want to miss it. They are awesome. I've heard both of them. Tragically White will rock your socks off if you have not heard them.
You better bring an extra
you
pair of socks.
Bring an extra pair of socks.
It's amazing that you said
bring a blanket, that. Bring a chair, and just come out and rock out. They're awesome. But family friendly. Let me just reinstate that. It's very family friendly. Right. They have the word that there will be kids there. So if you've heard Tragically White before,
not like Tiger Woods.
They do bubble guppy. They do bubble guppy soundtrack.
Yeah, he cusses even when there are kids around, but not Tragically White. They won't.
Well, they won't.
It's funny that you said rock your socks off, too, because Chris Kane is the Herm Edwards of Arkansas. Chris
Whoa.
Sugar Kane is emceeing. Sorry,
That's right.
buddy.
That's right.
I will put his sock collection
not,
up against
I'm
yours.
I'm just not on TV with it.
You're fantastic. I'll put his sock collection up against yours any day of the week. You have a great tie collection, though. That's a beautiful tie.
Yeah,
today.
It is. It's looking
pretty
sweet.
I don't want to talk
sweet.
About it.
It's a good looking tie.
I don't want to talk about it because you don't trust my socks.
I'm sorry, buddy. Your socks are, look, being number two to Chris Sugar Kane is really saying something. That's impressive.
Chris Sugar Kane.
Sugar Kane. I
anyway,
don't remember that one.
But he's going to emcee.
Yes, he's going to MC. Chris Kane's MCing. The concert will probably kick up about 5:30 after the golf tournament is through. And then it's a Riverbilly Band first, and then Tragically White to follow.
So they're going to start early. Okay, I heard 7
what?
O'clock. So we're
no, sorry.
Not till 7. So what we
7
need to
o'clock
do.
For the first band.
What we need to do,
sorry.
Kimberly, we need to find a place to pre-party before the party.
Well,
because we got to fill in that time between the time the round ends and the time the party starts. So we need some
well, you
place
can go
to
hit holes in one. Pay money and try to hit a hole in
well,
one.
Well, I can do karaoke.
That'd be fine.
I mean, I'm there.
Either way.
Okay.
How do we sign up?
Hey, well, there's one more thing. A couple
yes,
more things.
Go ahead.
There's a silent auction. This is new this year. So if any business wants to donate, if you've got something awesome you want to donate.
Henderson State will donate.
I'm sorry?
Henderson State will donate.
Awesome.
We'll donate. What do you want?
Are you going to do your tie?
I have a great idea. Something unique. Something that everybody could use.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh.
Awesome.
I want to be able to get Scott Maxfield to beat up the person of my choosing. I would pay a lot of money.
You don't want Hunger Games with him in it.
Yeah. No, Scott Maxfield has definitely killed people. We don't know.
He neither confirms nor denies.
You never know what's going to happen. I'm just saying.
I like this. I think this is
it's
a great
It's been
idea.
A great time.
Yes, yeah, Scott Maxfield. Sick Scott Maxfield on somebody. That'll be the name of the prize. The great silent auction item. Add it to the list.
Yes. Yes. You could win. I mean, you could bid on 4 rounds of golf at Greystone Country Club, the Pleasant Valley Golf Course, Cypress Creek, new Callaway driver, Gray Goose Golf Clubs. Gray Goose Items Golf. Yes, I'm getting the, you don't know anything about golf. But I do know about wine, and that's actually in there, too, in the silent auction. So I'll just
get
on that.
The grip unscrews, and there's vodka inside. That's my kind of club. I like that.
1800 just poured me a shot.
Exactly.
What can your cap do?
Nothing.
Vin Diesel's actually the voiceover on that commercial.
It's not Michael. It's not Michael Imperioli.
No.
Okay. What time does the silent auction start? Why don't you just tell me what time the silent auction starts?
Let's see.
Sounds
what time
like
would you like silent. It to start?
6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock. There's your pre-game show.
That's it.
Sodas
for everybody.
Before the concert.
Perfect.
Okay, and free food. So hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, jump houses for the kids, face painting. I mean, your kids are going to be entertained while you're rocking out to the bands. So this is for your whole family. So please come out, support your troops. We've got awesome, awesome sponsors that have stepped up. Red River Dodge, Crane Ford, Rodney Wagner with Wagner Construction, Angela Rogers Group, and the Cabot Advertising and Promotion Group, and tons more that are helping in this great community of Cabot that have started this. So just come out. Have a good time. It's
how far is Cabot? How long did it take you guys to get here today?
25 minutes.
20 minutes. I mean, it's 20 minutes. Come on, guys.
Well, there was construction today.
What are you
but
doing
no,
that weekend?
Not.
You know, I'm considering getting in there. I'm thinking about it.
Why don't we do it? Now, is Chris Sugarcane playing in this event, too?
Yes, he is.
Is he? Okay.
I will play. If
who's he
I
playing
can
with?
Play.
Is he like? Did you auction him off as like a player?
He's playing with Davey Carter and RJ Hawk and Brian Rogers.
Chris Kane is.
I would have paid a boatload of money to play.
Oh,
with
I got
Chris.
That team. Is there like a front runner? Are you playing?
No, I'm not sure yet.
Are you available?
Probably. So that's what
probably.
I'm asking.
Are you available for purchase?
Purchase, definitely.
Okay, well we need to do that then. $300.
I think you owe me a favor. There's something I did for you one time. I think I bought you a drink.
$1,000.
$1,000. Now that's pesos.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
But oh, the $1,000 goes to the military.
£1,000.
£1,000. Yeah. See, I don't know, so I don't want to say yes to that.
You would not be speaking on the radio if it was not for your military fighting for your freedom.
Hey, I'm with it. I'm all over it.
There you go.
So are the San Antonio Spurs.
Everything we would say would have to go through a censor, and only like half our show would get out. So
that's true.
It would be no fun.
No, it would suck.
Absolutely. Okay, you can call Rodney Wagner at 416-8942 or the Country Club at 941-4444 if you want to donate to the silent auction, if you want to play golf, if you want to sponsor a hole, whatever you want to do, just come out.
Sounds like an all-day party.
How much
like
is a hole sponsor?
Richard?
$6,000.
Why don't you just tell me how much a hole sponsor is?
I'm sorry.
$250. Good question. Richard, can I ask you a golf question?
Sure.
Okay. The other day at the TPC. If you're Sergio Garcia's caddy or advisor, how do you tell him to play 17?
Probably middle of the green, 25 feet. Tiger probably slammed a club right sort of half a mile ahead of him and put him off. I don't know what happened there.
I guarantee it.
He did that to me about 5 years ago.
Did he?
He was six holes ahead of me. And
totally threw you off? He couldn't recover?
Yeah, I couldn't do anything. I sliced in the trees, made double. That's why I made no money there.
What was more ridiculous, him crying about the being affected by that or the terrible strategy on 17?
I actually think the crying. I think that was pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
he
pitiful.
Hit three shots in the water in two holes.
Yeah, that was impressive. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I didn't see the end. I was at UAMS graduation, but the crying the day before was pitiful.
Yeah.
Pitiful.
What was he crying about? I guess I missed it.
He said the Tiger, well, and he did. Tiger reached for a club, and the crowd got all fired up, and then he was over there hitting his shot 25 feet away, or 25 yards away, rather, at least. Maybe
oh,
like
that's
50.
The one where after he hit it, he kind of looked up?
Yeah, he looked like, really, dude? That's what
oh
they said.
Gosh.
Except he said it with that funny, really, dude? Or however he sounds.
That was Welsh, but
yeah,
no.
Sorry, I just get confused. Anyway, I didn't understand that. And the thing is, 18 is a hard hole there. And so, I mean, there certainly was a potential that Tiger could have bogeyed 18. And then he wouldn't have had – I think he was scared to death to go to a playoff. And he's like, look, I'm going to either win this or lose this right here. That's my theory.
Yeah, I think he just – I don't know, actually. I think it's just a pretty stupid shot.
Yeah,
but if you go to a playoff, you're making $1 million.
Right.
Yeah, how about the guy from Arkansas that came tied
David,
second?
Yeah,
David
Lingmerth.
That cost him, what, $400,000, that bogey?
No, more like seven or eight, yeah.
That's why you don't
he had
try
to share,
make that play.
Second
he had to
place.
Share it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would have been over.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah, from first to second, you're right. You know, from second alone to sharing, yeah, I think it was about $400,000, you're right.
Yeah, about $400,000.
Yeah.
That's the highest purse on tour, yes?
Yes.
Sergio, I think, was the one that cost himself $700,000 or $800,000 by blowing it at the end there.
Yeah, but
minimum.
Sergio.
He didn't care.
Taylor May's giving it to him.
Who's your pick for the next guy that's never won a major to win a major?
Ooh, Richard Johnson.
This is totally putting you on the spot here.
It's got to be Westwood.
Yeah.
That guy.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up playing with him. He needs to win one.
Did he always have a belly like that?
He has the most muscular looking belly.
He used to be kind of fat, but now he's
less fat.
Yeah, he's in shape.
Yeah. How about he whiffed, man?
Yeah, that was good.
I've never done that before.
Uh-huh. He whiffed.
I mean, I've whiffed, but I've never hit a tree while I was trying to hit my ball.
That's because you take a club like that.
It's true. I do. A foot wedge. He can't use a foot wedge.
Yeah.
That's cool. Seriously, Kale, you want to play in this? We got to get richer, though.
Sure, what? Oh, play in this deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
I got to ask my wife, but I'm going to wear cool socks, too, now that we've got that on the table.
What's your status? Are you working on your game? Or are you trying to get back out there?
I don't have time. I'm running this club, so I'm playing maybe once or twice a week. So I'm going to go try and qualify for St. Jude in a couple of weeks.
Are you? Okay, good.
Cool. But I can't practice hard enough to do it anymore, so I'm kind of toast.
Yeah.
I'm still decent.
Yeah.
Decent.
Yes, yeah.
He hits a pitching wedge 190.
I bet you could take 5 years off and beat us. We could scramble against him, and he could take 5 years off, and we'd still lose.
Yeah.
This is for a good cause. This is one of those things.
Absolutely.
We need to definitely do it. I actually need to ask my wife, too. It's a Saturday, and it's the day after her birthday, so I have to make sure it's okay. It is my grandfather's birthday, too, though, and he was a World War II vet, so I could play in honor
there
of him.
Go.
That'd be good.
In honor of him.
Tell her you're taking her to a concert. Like it's,
yeah,
it's,
and it
it's
is a concert.
She does love
it's
Tragically
a
White.
It's a party.
Outside. All for her.
She's
all for you, babe.
Tragically White, River Billy Band, golf, Vin Diesel. I mean, it's going to be a full day.
She'll love it.
Well,
if I tell her Chris Sugar Cane
will be
there.
Kids, then they can be occupied. She'll love you even more.
Yes, unfortunately, I do have children. That's an unfortunate fact, but nobody's perfect. All right, well, Kimberly, appreciate you. Richard,
thank you.
Look forward to seeing y'all. June 1, Greystone, be there. Who wears the pants in Kale's family asking permission to play golf, says Daryl Walsh.
Who wears the socks?
A man who doesn't sleep on the couch, that's what I would say. Am I right?
Hey, happy life. Happy anniversary to my wife, 5 years.
When?
Tomorrow, Friday. I just botched it.
One of those days.